Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2482. Don't respond emotionally to health and fitness slip-ups by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a little bit of my commentary at the end. And today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, do what you love, or love what you do. George Burns. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Don't respond emotionally to health and fitness slip-ups by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Being consumed with guilt after overindulging and then making extra restrictions with food for the next 2 days. Feeling like you didn't work hard enough in your workout because you were unable to improve your performance, so you squeeze in an extra workout to make up for it. Feeling discouraged when the scale doesn't budge for a week straight, so you add extra cardio to your weekly routine and make food restrictions. What do all of these scenarios have in common? An emotional response. You've done it. I've done it. Everyone has done it. Responded to a day of less than ideal eating and drinking choices or a lackluster workout with guilt or frustration. Then we make an emotionally fueled response to those events. What's wrong with having an emotional response to such situations, you may be wondering? Well, to be blunt, a lot. Let's explore a real-life example of what can happen when a bad food choice or missed workout or stagnant scale weight is treated with an emotional response. The problem with responding emotionally. A trainee made great changes to her eating habits a few weeks ago. She decided it was time to start eating mostly real, minimally processed foods. To get even better results, she vowed to not simply eat mostly real foods, she was going to eat nothing but real foods. After all, if eating real food most of the time and enjoying not super healthy foods occasionally and in moderate amounts was good, then eating them exclusively was much better. For sake of the example, we'll call this eating clean. She managed to turn down dirty foods for a few weeks and was proud of her discipline and willpower. But then, she just couldn't take it anymore. She was craving the Girl Scout cookies, a self-professed guilty pleasure food that had been in the pantry for weeks, so she decided to have a few. After eating a few, she rationalized, well, I screwed up and ate something dirty, so what does it matter if I eat more? And eat more she did. She devoured the whole sleeve of delectable cookie goodness. Immediately, she was stricken with guilt. I was doing so well. How can I make up for this slip-up? Was her response. Her choice for an appropriate course of action was to make tomorrow's workout tougher and longer, and eat less tomorrow too, to compound the damage control efforts, you can hopefully see the problem, but it doesn't stop there. This emotion-based response will soon become habit. Anytime she slips up or doesn't have a good workout, her preceding actions will be determined by emotion, not objectivity. These emotion-based responses accumulate over time and could lead to obsessive eating habits, binge eating, and basically revolving your life around food and the gym. I know, because I've experienced it. Revolving your life around food, the gym, and chasing a specific body image causes the ugly side of health and fitness to rear its grotesque head. But this can be prevented if we remove emotion from how we view our eating choices, our workouts, and things like the number on the bathroom scale. Let's replay that scenario, but instead respond objectively, with no emotional component. The power of responding objectively. Our trainee decides to start eating mostly real, minimally processed foods. She ruins something good by taking it to an extreme when she vows to eat clean exclusively. After a few weeks, her willpower vanishes and she puts down a whole sleeve of Girl Scout cookies. Rather than getting upset, she stops, looks at what happened, and figures out why it occurred. Here's what she discovers. She ended up eating a whole sleeve of cookies because she set a rigid, restrictive rule: eat nothing but clean foods. She realizes this was silly because there's no way she could follow such a rule long term. Problem successfully identified. Then, discovering what led her to eating a whole sleeve of cookies, she remedies the issue. Going forward, she's not going to use the clean or dirty food labels and will instead choose to eat mostly real, minimally processed foods most of the time and will enjoy her favorite foods like Girl Scout cookies on occasion in moderate amounts. And she needn't do an extra or harder workout to punish herself for eating too many cookies. Rather, she's going to move forward making food choices that make her feel great, and she's going to get stronger in the gym. Our trainee objectively observed the scenario, what caused it to happen, and chose a simple solution going forward to prevent it from happening again. No guilt, shame, remorse, or frustration required. Better yet, when she faces another challenge, she'll be equipped to handle it with the same positive attitude. For example, if she hops on the bathroom scale and it reveals a 2-pound increase, she won't respond with an emotion-fueled attitude, like, "What the hell? I gained 2 pounds. Now I'm going to do an extra workout and eat less today. I must get this off as quickly as possible." Instead, she'll be objective and say things like, "So I gained 2 pounds. It makes sense because I have skipped several strength training sessions this month and my eating habits haven't been great. Instead of packing a lunch for work, I've been getting fast food multiple times per week. I'll start packing my lunch again and keep the kitchen at home stocked with minimally processed foods I enjoy. And I'll take a protein-rich snack to work so I have energy to go to the gym after. I'll get back into the habits that make me feel great, and I know I'll be moving in the right direction." How you eat, how you work out, and the number on the scale shouldn't have the power to affect your mood for the day. When things don't go as planned or you get off track, don't respond to the situation emotionally. Choose instead to do something that can help you in the short and long term. Be objective. You just listened to the post titled, "Don't Respond Emotionally to Health and Fitness Slip-Ups" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. One great way to stay objective is to journal. Write down what you ate, how much, and when. It can be helpful to note how you felt before and after you ate, like if you felt full, anxious, tired, stressed, bored, or guilty. Researchers have found that one of the best ways to get back on track after a slip-up or a setback is to go back to making note of your behaviors. This is because it refocuses our attention on these behaviors. After all, in order to change something, we must first pay attention to it. And taking notes and keeping track is one of the best ways to force ourselves to pay attention. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening all the way through to the end. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.